What is up, guys? We are back with a new episode of MGM Market Abilities. And from all of us, it's just me today, but from all of us, Happy New Year. We hope you guys had a wonderful holiday season. We hope that you are hitting the ground running in 2025. And we would love to help you in any way. So if you guys need any help with marketing or anything like that, anything business related, hit us up, growingmediamarketing.com. We would love to help you. Okay, so today, we're talking about how to market in a very niche industry, which is interesting because I'm doing that for myself right now. And so I really wanted to kind of hit on this topic because I think sometimes people are like, marketing is for like McDonald's or toilet paper or I don't know, you know, like things that like everybody uses, right? And so it's like, that's what you want to do. But no, you can market to a niche set of people. You know what I mean? The people who actually want your thing. So I'm going to give you 5 reasons why you should be marketing, even if you're super niche, and how you can still be successful while being super niche, because there's so many people out there that are doing that. So number one is understand who your audience is. So you need to understand, like, where are my people? Where's their attention? And how can you get in front of their attention? And you need to understand who you're actually serving, you know, your customer avatar. You really need to sit down and be like, okay, who am I going to serve? Because this is a very niche down. This isn't for everybody. This is only for certain people. You know, hone in on who that is and then go to where they are, whether it's, you know, Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or, I don't know, maybe it's Reddit or, you know, there's specific places that people hang out, and maybe you don't even have to do paid ads. You can just post content in certain places where they are, find out where they're at and be there and be a resource. You know, even sometimes for free, like, you know, chime in to a thread or something to help somebody out. You know, establish yourself as an authority figure in that space. And so, okay, cool. Number two is you have to have the correct value proposition for these people. So these people are going to, you know, they're going to have a particular problem that they need solved that you can solve. And so you have to frame it in the way of like speaking their language of like, hey, I see you're struggling with this. This will help. And so your value proposition has to be aligned with how they see it. So, you know, for an example, it's like, you know, I always, you know, struggled, like this is for me and for the business that I'm running. So like, you know, I used to struggle with getting a great worship mix and, until I did these 3 things, you know, stuff like that, where it really catches their eye and they're like, oh man, if I, you know, maybe if I do those 3 things, I won't struggle with it anymore and I'll get better and whatnot. So does that make sense? Which I know you can't reply to me in this moment because it's a recording, but I'm hoping it makes sense. Drop down in a comment below if it makes sense. Okay, number 3, and I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier on number 1, but build authority through your content. So if you want people in your niche industry to take you seriously, you have to post content to let them know that you actually know what you're talking about. You actually are the real deal. Nobody's going to buy from you, especially in most niche industries, if they don't even know who you are, or if you have no authority whatsoever, or if you have no place where they can go and see if you're actually legit. And so that's one thing that I've been doing for the live worship thing is like, I've been posting tons of YouTube videos on, hey, I know how to do this. And it's crazy because I've already had several people send me random emails of, hey, I want you to mix this or work on my recording or whatever. And I would have never gotten these clients if it weren't for me just posting content. And so content will always be king. Like, you can't avoid, in this day and age, in 2025, you cannot avoid posting content for most industries. There are the relative few that I'm sure you can get away with it. But unless you're the absolute best in the world at what you do, you're going to have to be posting some content. You're going to have to put yourself out there. You have to get in front of the right people. So post content. And then if you want to do paid advertising, it's okay. Totally cool. But if you do it, you have to target correctly. So this is number 4. This is number 4, right? Yeah. Number 4, target your advertising like spot on. Okay. So, because if you don't, it's going to be wasted money But if you do target it, you're going to reach the right people. And here's the thing about reaching the right people. They're going to be so grateful that they found you, that you targeted correctly, because they're like, hey, I'm having this issue that I can't solve. And then they find you and then you can solve it. And then boom, like it's a win-win. And so if you're not targeting correctly in your, either in your videos, like even in your free content, because I know like on your hashtags and your keywords and all sorts of like SEO and stuff, if that's not all set up correctly, then you're actually doing a disservice to the people that you need to help, that need your help, that are willing to pay you gladly because you're helping solve their problem. So yeah, get all that stuff right. Do the research that you need to do to get all that stuff right. Test things out. Maybe this hashtag works better than that hashtag, or this keyword works better than that keyword. You know, it takes a little bit of time, but once you figure it out, then you got clients and customers rolling in and they're thanking you that you even exist and that you have something like that. And that's the best feeling in the world, is whenever you're marketing yourself, trying to get yourself out there, and you have people thanking you that you know, they just want to give you their money because they're like, please, I want this, you know? And like, that's the dream, right? Like that's what you want. And then last but not least, most people don't, they will ignore a lot of company advertising type of posts nowadays. And so they've really shifted to the influencers, and now there's like micro influencers. So number five is collaborating with influencers that are in your niche, that are talking to your avatar customer. Because here's the thing, is you can talk all day, right, and say all these things, but to a lot of people, they're just saying, oh, you own the business, you're going to make the money, blah, 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 blah. But if you get like influencers and real customer reviews, and micro influencers, and just people who are using and have used the product and have actually like it and want it, you know, talking about you in some sort of way, whether it is you pay an influencer or whether it is a good review from somebody, doesn't matter which one it is, as long as you're getting other people talking about you. Like that's the whole goal, is to talk, have other people basically do your marketing for you. Because people trust their friends and their peers and over than some random guy on the internet. You know, that's why if you've ever been on a sales page for something, that's why there's always customer reviews on there, whether it's a video or a written review or something. It's like people need that validity that you're real and you're not going to scam them, because there's always scammers out there. Like there's people taking money and that maybe people have had their money taken. And so they want to see real results, and you have to provide that. And even if it's you give something out for free to somebody you know who could use it, and in exchange, so it's not really for free, but in exchange, they give you like a really nice video review, a really nice written review that you can post anywhere and everywhere showing, hey, look at this transformation, or look what this my service did for that person. So yeah, that's it. Like if you do those five things, you will thrive in 2025 with your niche little business in your industry, because you're going to be so established and authoritative in your industry that people can't ignore you. And when people can't ignore you, then you're in, like you're part of it. People are going to be talking about you. And that's not to say people won't talk badly about you or, you know, say bad things or do bad. Like that's going to happen. You put yourself out there and you're going to get raked over the coals a little bit by some other people, which is totally fine. That's just a part of being in business. But the upside is that people will know about you, people will trust you, people will use your service or your product, and you get to run your own business, which is the goal, right? And to serve people, like always. But you also need to think about yourself and your family and your goals and dreams. So yeah, that's it. Like don't be afraid to market. Even if you have a niche little business that you're like, I don't know how to market this. I just told you. So hop to it. Last but not least, if you need help, please reach out to us, growingmediamarketing.com. We can literally come out and shoot content for you in one day, and then you will have content for 3 months. We can provide that for you, which is outrageous. One shoot, one day shoot, and then you got content for 3 months. I don't know many other places that'll do that for you. So reach out to us. We would love to work with you guys. And I will see you guys on the next podcast. See ya.